Two other things that I would like to add in is that, first of all, I was taught history in school myself, which was between 1948 and 55, by very traditional methods in a traditional girls' school. But I had a wonderful teacher. And I got very fed up in the, I suppose, 1980s, when everybody said how dreadful the traditional method of teaching was. But she was somebody who really understood history. She was a lively, educated person. We had wonderful discussions. And I'm quite certain that it was she who really got me interested in history to begin with and inspired me, really, to read history at university. She would bring in all sorts of books, extracts, articles. She treated us like grown-ups. The traditional method wasn't always as bad as it's been depicted. You know, when you're trying to create a new revolution, you always say the last thing was terrible. But it wasn't always as terrible as all that. Though I did see some bad and very dreary and dead traditional teaching in other schools later on. The second thing that I want to say, and this is a bit speculative, this, but one of the things that's happened as a result of the national curriculum, of accountability and of assessment all the time, is that teachers have been deprofessionalised. And they are, I went to a seminar in the London Institute just after the national curriculum got going, and suddenly realised that all these young going into the practice, teaching students in training, were going into a situation in which they were going to get orders from outside. They didn't need to think about the curriculum much, or about methods. A lot of it was being prescribed by the attainment targets, by the what the national curriculum laid down. And it deprofessionalizes because the teacher learns to do what they're told, like everybody else. They can do it well or badly, and good teachers can make a good job of appalling situations. But in fact, the same thing has happened with medicine. The managers, I happen to know about that because I've got medics in my family, that when the centre, that is when the government, takes on responsibility for managing and organising almost everything, it actually demotivates and deprofessionalises people. And I just wonder whether in the long run that isn't one of the most serious side effects of a far too prescriptive national curriculum.